talking to Sashi a little bit today about, you know, your quarterback situation, and he was, you know, talking about RG3. My question to him and to you, there's two schools of thought. One, you say we're going to throw all our support behind a guy, and the other is let's let him battle it out. My question is, why not get everybody behind RG3 now and just kind of get on the bus and get it rolling?
It's too soon. It's too soon. We haven't even gotten to OTAs yet. We just have had off season and a voluntary veteran mini camp, and now we got the rookies, and I think that's way too soon. I would never do that. You know, I just think, again, I think every position's earned. I think there's always competition, and I think there's a reason behind it. At some point in time, I'm sure with Sashi and myself, we'll make a decision on which direction to go, and it'll be the right time. I think timing's everything, and I think we'll get there when we need to.
You are a team drill is going to be a huge emphasis of your normal practices, more than maybe some coaches have done.
When you say team
drill? Team drill, you know, like live 11 on 11.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, we know. We practice. We kind of go after it. You know, I just think that's the only way to do it. I think our players will appreciate it because I think we'll feel good and ready. And I always understand the injury factor. You always have to factor those things into it. But at the same time, I mean, this is football, you know, and so you have to get guys ready to play the game that they have to play. But I do respect the injuries, and we talk about it with our team. But at the same time, the only way you're going to get better is you compete and you get after it a little bit.
So are you saying there will be more 11-on-11 than?
Oh, it probably will be, because that's just kind of the way I am, and we'll do a little bit more. But we'll do it, you know, the smart way. I think there's a smart way to do that. To make it more competitive, but also where it's safe for our football players.
A couple years ago, Tomlin started doing some, I think every training camp, one session of live tackling. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's good. I think that's why Pittsburgh's really good at tackling. He's done a great job there. Obviously, they are one of the better tackling teams in football, and I would think that's part of the reason. But we'll do everything we can to improve in every area of our football team as we move, you know, into the summer camp.
Is that something you would do, consider?
I consider anything that's going to help our football team.
Hugh, this is a condition you can't have in August. Windy, a little nippy. What did you think of the way Kessler threw in?
Yeah, I didn't see any issue with his arm strength and the weather. I think it's, Cody has all the characteristics that we think that he can handle any elements, any situation. You know, obviously, you just got to keep growing and keep getting better. He's playing a National Football League game. It's tough. So he threw one to the other team today. Can't do that. You know, sometimes you just got to say uncle and throw the ball away. So he'll learn that as he goes, too. But, again, he had another good day. Again, our whole team and our whole emphasis, not just him, but everybody, we're just trying to stack good days on top of each other and get better at the little things. So when it comes time to do what we really need to do, that we'll be where we need to be.
Is it good to be able to have a day like this, so where you can tell them, hey, that's just a little bit of what to expect when you actually play Cleveland on the lake?
Absolutely. I mean, you like to have all the elements if you can, you know, whether it's rain or snow and whether it's hot, you know, you like to see guys perform in all those elements because we're going to face them all. So that's another opportunity for us to prepare and get better.
How do you evaluate, because you're in shorts and the shirts, I know you're wearing the helmets now, but how do you evaluate the defensive guys, especially you know, guys like Nassib, as far as their progress and how they're really coming along with what you want to see from them when they're not wearing the pads?
Well, I think the initial quickness factor, you know, and the special characteristics that they both have, the two guys that you mentioned, you know, watching Ogba knock a ball down, you know, that's what you look for. You look for the speed off the edge, and you look at Nassib, you know, inside, moving around and doing those things. So, again, they're two really good young players, and we expect those guys to really contribute to our team.
Hey, Hugh, what's the plan with the running back you brought over from Cincinnati? Is he a running back or a fullback?
He's a running back.
Sashi spoke a lot today about RG3 and just the way that the team feels about him. Did you sign him with the intent of maybe him being the future as opposed to being a bridge guy, you know, that a lot of us thought about?
Again, at the same time, he hadn't played a game for me yet, you know. So we're going to give all our quarterbacks an opportunity. You know, Mary Kay just asked me about that. Bottom line is somebody's going to win this job. I think we all know that and understand it. But it's way too early to talk about one guy, you know, and I know everybody wants us to know a guy. That's not going to happen right this second. I don't think I've had enough time, and they haven't had enough time in the system that we run to feel very comfortable yet. You know, let's go through OTAs, and let's get into training camp, and then let's see what we are, you know, when the real bullets start flying, you know, when guys are going after you, trying to take you down, then that's when we have a better idea about our football team in general. This is great. You know, I love, you know, the opportunity to get these men acclimated to what we do, how we do it, but at the same time, I think we all respect this is not football. Football is when you put those pads on and you put the helmet on, and all of a sudden you got to go play against another team, another opponent who's honestly trying to stop you from getting them. And that's what football is really all about.
What have you learned about what have you learned about this rookie class over these last 2 days that you did not know coming into this camp?
Well, the bottom line, you never know anything until you get them, you know. And I think these guys have really they've been eager to learn. They'll work. They take constructive criticism well. They don't run from it. They understand there's things they need to improve on. I think it's a very talented group, which we knew heading in. But I think at the same time, you never really know until you see them do what you want them to do. So I'm excited about this class. This class is definitely a group that we can build with, a group that's going to help our football team get better in a lot of areas. But, again, they still have some improving to do, and they have to improve fast to contribute to our team.
You had Spencer Drango working at right tackle. Is that where you see him when the full team comes together?
Absolutely. I think he has to have a chance to compete there. You know, obviously, the young man that played right tackle for us a year ago is not here. So there's a job there, you know. So, again, my whole job is putting guys in position where I think they're going to have an opportunity to compete and maybe have a chance to play. I mean, he's a big, long guy who's one of the better pass protectors coming out of college. So if he can grow in the area of run blocking and do what he's done as far as pass protection, you never know what could happen.
Hey, can I ask you, Ricky Stanzi, he's from my area.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him do much anything in Team Joe's today, but can you assess him? Ricky Stanzi?
No, I got you. I mean, no, he's the guy has a big arm. I mean, again, he's played in the National Football League. So he gets it. He knows what this is all about, and it's been good to have him here. But at the same time, we know we have a room full of guys.
Right.
But again, this is an opportunity for him to come out and demonstrate what he has, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Ideally, when would you like to kind of be able to say, hey, we're going to throw our support behind this quarterback? Would it be coming out of OTAs and minicamp and heading into training camp, or do you foresee letting that kind of play out through training camp?
Well, I think, you know, it's still, you know, that's hard to say because I want to feel really good about making that decision. There's a lot that goes into that decision. It's not just, you know, a thought process. It's work, you know, and it's what people do. And I think all the young men have done a good job of working, you know. So at some point in time, you know, it will show itself. I think we're working that way. You know, I think it's getting a little bit closer, but there's still, you know, some elements of playing quarterback for me and what I'm looking for a quarterback to do that we still need to demonstrate. And I think guys are working to do that, you know, so I don't have a timeline. Obviously, we're going to do it way before we play, you know, and if we can do it after OTA, great. If it has to be at another time, great. We'll do it then too. But whatever's best for us, that's what we'll do.